as you know, this is how we wrap up every week right here on Real Talk. These are real emails received to talk@ryanjesperson.com. The absolute best. It is the flamethrower presented by our friends at the DQs of Northwest Edmonton in Sherwood Park. This one from Gabriel, who writes in and says, Jespo, I know that there's no, and by the way, earmuffs, kids, of course, we know that already, but Gabriel says, I know that there's no fucking litmus test for being a mayor. I think he's talking about Jackie Clayton here from Grand Prairie that joined us earlier in the show. He says, but if you're going to talk about things from a place of authority, like the mayor's chair, perhaps your opinion on city building best practices should be informed by facts. So for those in the back, says Gabe, the concept of a 15-minute city is nothing new. It's a concept of city building done in many places, not in North America, that prioritizes people's ability to live in close proximity to living essentials without having to own a car. You know, like one of the main drivers of unaffordability in Canada, a 15-minute city means simply that your grocery store, your pharmacy, your school, parks, sports facilities are a 15-minute walk or bike, and maybe a bus ride from where you live. That's it. He says, snack responsibly on World Economic Forum gummies all you want, but there's no conspiracy here. And honestly, the irony of people fear-mongering about being tracked who drive vehicles where hundreds of pieces of data are collected every time they drive, which is like GPS tracking, is really hard to handle. Ford Motor Company is not a government agency, so I guess the fact that they sell your driving data is totally fine. Is that true? And he says, and respectfully, of course, Grand Prairie is not a 15-minute city. Maybe you can drive across it all at noon in 15 minutes, but it's a typical city in Canada, and that mandates you need to own a vehicle to live at all, let alone have quality of life. So for all those of you in Grand Prairie whose blood pressure went up when Jespo joked about you being Alberta's first 15-minute city, one of our best shorts of all time on YouTube. Wouldn't you say, Johnny? I love that one. Gabe says, rest assured that the direct lights from Davos, Switzerland to your town have not started. But if you need to escape the in-your-mind inevitable lockdown, then buy a bike. Still works in minus 30 and you can avoid all the traffic. That from Gabe. What about this from James, who says, Jespo, I love the podcast. I appreciate you approach discussing real issues in a balanced way, bringing on people with different points of view and political associations. Listening to your recent conversation with Federal Jobs Minister Randy Boisson, I've got some real serious thoughts on what he said about the TMX sale, the pipeline. First of all, I'm glad that the feds, Justin Trudeau, took it on. It wouldn't have been built otherwise. It'll help us get better prices for our oil. That said, the execution of the project has been a complete disaster, and taxpayers are going to take a huge hit. The final cost will probably be around $40 billion, 10 times the initial estimate. I thought the initial was 9, but I digress. He says there's no way any company is going to pay anywhere close to that to take it off their hands. If they sell it at a huge discount, taxpayers will eat the difference. I can't help but think a significant part of cost overruns may be due to government oversight or lack thereof. Plus, there's something disingenuous about selling or giving ownership of the pipeline to Indigenous people when at the same time the government is actively looking to transition us away from oil. That from James. What about this one from They're Done? They sign off, They're Done. Bill 18, Bill 20. Absolutely an abuse of Danielle Smith's power, running Alberta like a dictator, the female version of Putin. She doesn't want the feds in Alberta's business, but she wants her nose in the municipal governance business, and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, if she doesn't like what's going on, she can fire a counselor, but we the public voted. There go our rights right out the door. Why can't we fire her? That from They're Done. And this from Angela, who says to all the locally and democratically elected mayors and councils in Alberta, thank you for your service. You can step down now, though, because there's a new mayor in town, and she knows the needs of each of your unique municipalities better than you do. And thanks to all the Albertans that participated in local elections and helped shape local decisions and bylaws. Your votes and your public input mean next to nothing now and in the future, especially if they don't align with the provincial agenda. Premier, why not just go ahead and finish off local democracy quickly and mercifully instead of letting it die a slow and excruciating death? Angela says, thanks for talking about real and critical issues on Real Talk. The Flamethrower is presented by the DQs in Palisades, Nemeo, Newcastle, Westmount, and Baseline Road. We'll see you next week right here on Real Talk.